Is it a conspiracy or a confluence of interests? Whichever the case, some may conspire. Musk and the human genome on Mars. Has Musk been brainwashed to believe he's saving humanity on Mars? Elon Musk is a polarizing character, one that has most recently divided the alternative media. What was once a movement of alternative and free-thinking journalists has, in many cases, diluted itself into a fanboy faction for the likes of Donald Trump and, more recently, Elon Musk. Musk has had a strange life, and I personally have much sympathy for him. It seems he was raised in a home where his father was the bad cop who told him he was pretty much useless, while his mother did the opposite and told him he was special. That is a headfuck waiting to happen for anyone. And I have to wonder whether this was done on purpose as a soft form of mind control or personality programming. Or perhaps, like most families, it was simply a dysfunctional household, except with a bunch of money thrown into the mix and a drop of technocratic transhumanism on top. Now, this is my latest article from Some May Conspire. Just a sort of note on that, a couple of things there. The fanboy factions, the likes of Donald Trump, I've just seen a tweet or an X or whatever you call it now, put out by Alex Jones, who's clearly jumped on the fanboy Musk train. And he's gone now, he's reverting back to Trump, saying if Trump gets elected, it's all going, they're all going to come after him after the deep state. Didn't we do this like years ago? It just shows the eddy that these guys are stuck in. It's totally ridiculous, and they're just repeating it. What is actually quite fascinating, I just read a book called The Nazis and the Occult by Paul Rowland. Now, the book itself is, in my opinion, it's well written, but it's clearly from a left brain kind of mentality that is... It doesn't go that deep, and it kind of like whitewash and poo-poo, great term, anything that might sort of be true about Hitler being taken over by some entities and being possessed. Although when you look on the guy's website, he's selling Kabbalah cards, so it seems to be quite confused. It's a very kind of mainstream top-level book, but it's worth a read. But something in there, it did point out how Hitler was actually raised, and he was raised in a household where a very similar thing happened. His father was awful to him, and his mother was kind of the saviour of him and pushed him into believing he could do anything. And it seems like something very bit similar has gone on with Musk here, and that his mother, who's a very odd lady in her own right, a former model and still modeling now. She looks like Cruella de Vil in some of the pictures. She's there when he's wearing his Baphomet or the God of Mars Halloween costume with the inverted pentagram or the cross, sorry, inverted cross. So she's well into understanding what this stuff was. And as most people know, we'll discuss in the article, that Elon Musk is not your ordinary guy who just came up with some technology in his garage, like most of the Silicon Valley's guys pretend to, which clearly, obviously, none of that actually happened. It's clearly a very well-controlled DARPA military operation over there in Silicon Valley. But that's the mainstream, what you're supposed to believe. And his background has his great-grandfather was one of the founding members of Technocracy Inc. And he's even mentioned in a Nazi rocket scientist's a book in terms of his first name being the person to colonize Mars. And we'll get to that later. So I believe he's been kind of my point here being I think he's kind of been sort of brainwashed to believe that this is his destiny. It's a very bizarre situation. So if you go onto my Substack, richardwillett.substack.com, and have a look at the article there, and the title is Musk and the Human Genome on Mars, and this is what I'm reading from now. And there's an image there, and just below the part I've just read, he and Elon are estranged. Errol and Elon have an acrimonious relationship. In an interview with Rolling Stone, during which he reportedly cried, Elon called his father a terrible human being and evil. You have no idea about how bad. Almost every crime you can possibly think of he has done, Elon said. Almost every evil thing you could possibly think of he has done. It's so terrible you can't believe it. Now, I mean, come on, that's not true, obviously. He isn't Hitler. But you can see kind of the hyperbole there, and they don't actually seem like his words. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's been pulled between his mother and his father. His mother, again, have a look. She's a model. I think she's in her late 60s now, and it's all very odd. He grew up in an odd household. Anyway, back to the article. I'm not a psychologist, but to be honest, most of the trained psychologists I have known have been nothing short of a bit mental. I've even dated one who has a degree in psychology but is also diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. So forgive me if I think the entire industry is a bit shady, as mental health is not something you can test or quantify, so it is, by its own characteristics, a pseudoscience. Having said that, you can see why someone like Elon Musk may believe himself to be some sort of saviour. As a trauma response to a father who was utterly vile and emotionally abusive on one hand, and a mother who idolised him on the other. That's like splitting completely, isn't it? And yes, your personality disorder. So borderline personality disorder, if people don't understand what that is, going to have a quick look into that. But it's one of a cluster B personality disorders, and it's kind of like dips into all of the main ones, including narcissism and histrionic. And so someone I know has a degree and practicing as a psychologist, but was also diagnosed with this personality disorder, which is a disorder where you wouldn't really let them anywhere near someone who has serious mental health issues, being that they've got a serious mental health issue themselves. So the whole psychology, I find it completely worrying. So, technocracy and the Nazis. There are two specific bits of information that stand out to me in terms of why I believe it would be somewhat foolish to believe and place your trust in Elon Musk, even if you were to believe his intentions were honourable. The first would be that his grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, was a leader of Technocracy Incorporated in Canada from 1939 to 1941. Technocracy Inc. was a cult-like faction that believed that technocrats and scientists should be the leaders of the future. The group is a kind of beta Silicon Valley startup, formed Technocracy Inc. in 1933, and that's the same year Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany. And by the way, and also a lot of people don't understand, is the Vatican and the Jesuits had a lot to do with Hitler being successful as he was. Hitler was way down the pecking order. Let's get back to the article. As you can tell, the idea never really went away. It just needed the technology to catch up. Fast forward to 2024. Big tech giants such as the Chinese media, I stress media in quotation marks, company Tencent Holdings now own shares in the likes of Spotify. And until recently, they owned shares in Tesla. So basically, you're looking at the same company promoting their own agenda and ideology through them. So when you get Musk on the likes of Joe Rogan show, who basically is Spotify's advertising show, they're one and the same at some point. There's definitely the shares were held by the same companies. In reality, there are shadow clients funding these projects through investment firms such as BlackRock, which is the Saturn symbology. You also see that Saturn symbology in, I believe it's Istanbul, atop of Trump Towers there, a big black cube. So these guys are a Saturn cult. And Vanguard, that nobody knows the names of. So nobody knows the names of these. I would suggest these are ancient bloodlines, and this is ancient bloodline money, such as the black nobility bloodlines of China, Europe, and Saudi Arabia. I would also bring in there the Vatican and the Jesuits. Obviously, they're their military arm and their intelligence arm. So you've got money way beyond these people. There's a picture here in the article, again, richardwillett.substack.com, and it shows Elon Musk photographed with the CEO of Qatar's Sovereign Wealth Fund, but he's also sitting there with this CEO of Qatar's Sovereign Wealth Fund. Remember, Hamas have their headquarters in Qatar. And this guy, Musk, is going over there and being pro-Israel as well, running around with Netanyahu. So these guys don't care about nations and borders. These are corporations, and these are corporations go way back to Babylon, Samaria. They don't play the same game as most people believe they are. In this photo, go and have a look, he's sitting next to Jared Kushner. Well, Jared Kushner is a Habadnik. Jared Kushner is a Habadnik, so obviously the ideology behind the likes of Zionism and the plan for the Solomon's Temple and this end times. So why is someone like Elon Musk there who's well into the transhumanism part, sitting next to a Hrebadnik. It doesn't make sense until you understand that these people are taking the piss, quite frankly, out of everybody who thinks that they're playing, that they have different views, when ultimately they're financially controlled by the likes of the Black Nobility, bloodlines of China, Europe and Saudi Arabia, the Vatican. Washington DC is just the military arm, but it's actually all run, in my opinion, out of the city of London. And that's where you're going to have the Knights Templar and the Knights Malta, and that's where you have like the dragon symbology. That's New Rome. That's where Rome is today. The Roman Empire never failed. It never crumbled, never went away. It just relocated to the city of London. So we're still living in the Roman Empire now. And people won't want to believe that, but unfortunately that still is the case. And the Roman Empire is just an updated version of the Babylonian cult. So this goes way back. Pony's MA's company, Tencent, has moved with the stealth of its founder this year, making a series of investments in Western companies that are significant but not splashy. So he does this, and no one really talks about this, but this is what goes underneath it. So he owns a 5% stake in Tesla, a 10% stake in Snap, an investment in essential products, and now, reportedly, a 10% stock swap with Spotify. So Tesla and Spotify are connected there through the same Tencent holding companies. And there's... And some of the people that hold have shareholdings in Tencent itself. So you're going a level above. You're looking at the Vanguard Group and BlackRock. So the money that goes into these investment companies that go into the likes of Tencent, that go into the likes of Tesla, Spotify, I believe, come from these bloodline families. Again, going back to China, Europe and Saudi Arabia, and back to Babylon through Rome. Same money. This is ancient money. Let's get back to the article. So when you see the likes of Elon Musk appearing on the widely distributed Joe Rogan podcast, which is fully endorsed by Spotify, you know it's one hand of the cult helping out the other. No matter how much they may crow about being anti-establishment, these people are the poster boys and sales reps of the establishment. It's quite clear. And an establishment of bloodlines that slithered their way through thousands of years of crimes, cover-ups and collusion. From ancient Egypt to Babylon, Rome, and more recently their control centres in the City of London, the Vatican and Washington DC. They're the three sovereign states there that make up the control centres of this. And then obviously you've got the banking in Basel, Switzerland, I want to say, which is just the Tower of Babel, basically. Which again is another, I believe, another analogy for the banking system of Babylon, which I spoke to Troy McLaughlin about that, and his book, The Saturn Death Cult, is fantastic for understanding that. This is why you get the likes of Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, Tim Pool, Brett Weinstein, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Tucker Carlson, all appearing on each other's podcasts and hailing Elon Musk as the saviour of free speech. Tim Pool recently wet his knickers because Elon Musk sent him $6,000. I mean, come on. He is now calling anyone who points out the blatant crimes of Zionist Rothschilds created Israel a person with Israel derangement syndrome. I mean, silly boy. These people are all sales reps for the agenda, whether they know it or not. So there's a video linked here in the article where David Icke takes Alex Jones to task on recent promotion and support of Elon Musk, when it's so obviously clear that Elon is saturated deep within the agenda itself. Bizarrely, it seems Elon may have called in to the X Spaces chat that evening and tried to question David whilst hiding behind a fake name. Have a listen and you decide whether you think it's him or not. As someone who works with David and the guys at iconic.com on a daily basis, I personally believe it was him. This is my personal opinion and not indicative of anyone else at iconic.com. I think it absolutely was him. And I know that in a ad break, Alex confirmed that it was him, but again, who do you believe? In this article, I want to highlight a central proposal of Technocracy Inc., which they call the energy economy. This proposed reformation of our monetary system is alarming when you consider the possibility that technologies such as Starlink, the Internet of All Things, the Internet of Bodies, and his Neuralink chip may be combined with another famous technocrat's patent to bring this proposal and system to life. A patent by Bill Gates through his Microsoft Corporation. That's the other patent that we'll discuss later. The energy economy. So what is this energy economy? This new system proposed by the guys at Technocracy Inc. would, in basic terms, replace the physical labour and monetary cost it takes to create a product and replace it with a cost based on how much energy it took to produce the product. In the below quote, it appears this meant electrical energy. Forgive me if I do not believe them. I think that's a Black Mirror episode in there somewhere. Have you seen the Black Mirror episode of 50 Million Merits where they're on the bikes there? You'll get a kind of understanding what they mean here. But they've put it down to how much electrical energy it costs, and then they give you credits based on it. It's very, very... it wouldn't work. Even if this system is what is being sold and the cost of the product is based on the amount of electrical energy it takes to make the product, then this is still an incredible way of controlling every single person trapped within this technocratic system when combined with other technologies being rolled out by these technocrats. So this is from In Science We Trust by Ira Basin, June 28th. 2021. Technocracy's plan was to replace the price system with a system based on energy. In the 1920s, Scott and his colleagues began a hugely ambitious program called the Energy Survey of North America. Scott was the guy that that started Technocracy Inc. The idea was to establish a value for all the goods and services produced on the continent, not by measuring how much labour was expended or how much money was spent, but on the amount of energy used to produce them. They would then divide the total amount of energy used by the number of citizens in the technate, they called it, over the age of 25, and issue each of those citizens an equal number of energy certificates, whether they were employed or not. This is universal basic income. These certificates will be the technate's currency. Every time you bought something, some of your energy credits will be deducted. And because the certificates would be issued directly to the owner, they couldn't be bought, sold, traded or stolen. No one would be able to accumulate more than anyone else. It was a prescription for a radically egalitarian state that might have made a Bolshevik bluff. Basically, socialism and Nazism. And all the other isms are the same, basically. They kind of dress it up in it. Oh, it's a fair system, everybody gets the same. But when everybody's getting hardly anything, everybody's getting the same nothing. That's basically what all of these isms are. You have a hierarchy, it's the Hunger Games, and you're not allowed out of your Indian caste system. Everybody's getting treated equally shit. That's basically what it is. Let's get back to the article. So this is out of the quote now, so this is what I've written. Yes, this is as mad as it seems, allows for a system that could lock you out if you have spent your allocated energy certificates. Please, sir, can I have some more? Basically, we saw this in Oliver. Or unpersoned, as they already do in China, if you speak out against the tyrannical technocrats. We've seen this. We've seen things like Nigel Farage's bank account being taken down. They try this stuff. You've seen the truckers in Canada and the Bitcoin issue. And you know, this is, people are just rolling into this thinking, nope, we'll be fine. This is exactly what they're just prodding people. And it's just speeding up to the point where it's not far off now. We've been trying to speak out about this for a long time. Of course, in 2024, you would not be given any actual physical energy certificates. You would have them all nicely stored on an app, downloaded from DARPA's Alphabet Agency, Front Corporation, Google Apps. An app that you could easily be locked out of if you, say, tweet out on X. It's still called tweeting, I don't know. That you were not happy with the way Elon and his mates were running the system. Not that they would be running the system, but they would be the poster boys as they are now. You wouldn't even need to tweet your concerns out because your smart TV, Alexa, and eventually the standard issue brain chip would know your thoughts as soon as you thought them and even give you your thoughts. So in effect, Technocracy Inc. was proposing a social credit system with a universal basic income, which you would likely not have access to unless you abided by their strict Noahide style laws. This is what we're looking at. And these are the people that people like Alex Jones and some of these, David Icke calls the mainstream alternative media, are pushing at the moment. This is all the isms rolled into one. Nazism, Marxism, socialism, and now they have the technology to augment the entire slave system via artificial intelligence. This is the background and psychology behind the likes of Elon Musk, who has recently implanted the first brain chip in a human head. What I'm suggesting is that although these technologies could be used for the benefit of humanity, the background to the likes of Elon Musk suggests that these technocrats have shown themselves to have draconian ideas and ideologies in the past and should not be given the keys to the Hightower. Patently obvious with Gates. A detective will put together the overall puzzle of a crime, conspiracy, piece by piece, and this is how the entire technocratic system is coming together. David Icke calls it the totalitarian tiptoe. A 5G tower here, a Neuralink brain chip there, a Starlink satellite on a Saturday afternoon, a bit of nanotechnology in a mRNA vaccine on the Sunday, and before you know it, you are the mouse under the bowl in the kitchen thinking, where's the fuck's my cheese gone? They promised us cheese. With Elon's family links to Technocracy Inc. and its proposed energy economy in mind, let's have a look at this patent below. This patent number is WA20200606006 and is owned by Bill Gates Microsoft for a cryptocurrency system using body activity to mine for cryptocurrency. Yes, 060606, that's the Beast system. Basically a system that rewards you in magically conjured up cryptocurrencies for completing tasks that these technocratic lunatics have issued you with. They will get to decide what your job is. As an image here on the article itself, richardwillett.substack.com shows you this system. And this is from Microsoft and Bill Gates. Anyone who knows anything about Bill Gates will know to stay well clear of this maniac, who for some reason believes he's a medical expert. But what many do not know is that this company, Microsoft, was founded with help from IBM, which he gained access to via his mother's connections. He's also Jesuit trained as well. I believe he went to a Jesuit scouts club. And I believe his wife, or his former wife now, is a Jesuit and openly so. Bill Gates' mother was serving on the board of United Way of America with John Opel, who was the president and later CEO of IBM. It was this connection that gave Bill Gates the deal and access to money that led to the success of Microsoft. Anyone who knows anything about IBM will know that they were fundamental in the punch card system behind the Nazi prison camps, providing the tech for these ticket systems without which the prison camps would not have been possible. There's a fantastic book by Edwin Black. It's called IBM and the Holocaust. Well worth a look. Now step back, take a breath and look at the above patent and tell me that this system combined with a Neuralink style chip in the brain does not have the dark undercurrent of a Nazi style system in all of its horrible glory. Go and have a look at the patent and then have a look at the ticket style system from IBM and realise that there's a connection there through Gates and the money for Microsoft, and realise that these are the people that you're placing your future in the hands of. The Nazis never went away again. They were funded by the bankers that pretend to be Jewish, that are actually Sabbatean Frankists, and fostered in by the likes of the Jesuits for the Vatican. All safe on Mars, Alternative 3 and Eisenhower. Elon Musk wants to send us all off to live on Mars, and he talks about this openly. But why does he have this obsession with sending a sample of us off to the red planet, the war planet? And there's an image there where it says Elon Musk's Mars game plan, sending 1 million people to Mars from 2029. He openly talks about this. Many will not know that Nazi rocket scientist Wernher von Braun wrote a novel called Project Mars, a technical tale. And as is the case with others on the inside, such as Aldous Huxley, his brother was Julian Huxley, by the way, who was a eugenicist, who wrote the prophetic novel Brave New World, much truth is said in fiction. Project Mars tells the story of a group of scientists who work towards colonising Mars. More importantly, one of the lead characters who actually takes the chosen ones to Mars is named Elon. Elon Musk even acknowledges this himself. And there's an image there of him acknowledging this, and I believe that this was presented to him as a child to show that this is your destiny. I genuinely believe that. That's just my view. So why Mars? Perhaps this has something to do with some information that came through to me from the great-granddaughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Laura Eisenhower has been speaking out about what she calls a secret space program, such as the 20 Years and Back program, where military and Navy officers were sent to both the Moon and Mars on a mission to colonize both, then regress back 20 years and put back into the timeline from which they came. Now, I've done some interviews with a guy called Daryl G. James. I'm still undecided whether I kind of believe this stuff, the secret space program stuff, but it's all very, very interesting. And to be fair, it doesn't really matter whether I believe it or not. It more matters that people like Elon Musk, with a lot of money, believe these things can happen. He's clearly sending some rockets up, clearly fascinated and obsessed by Mars, as far as we know. So it's back to the article. Yes, this does sound fantastic and stretches even the most ardent conspiracy theorists' boundaries of belief. But remember, we know that there are at least 21 levels of secrecy above the US president. Anyone who believes that the US president is in charge of what they're doing is way behind the curve. Clearly, of course, they're not. They're chosen and have been for a long time. Laura speaks of something called Alternative 3, which she says were three alternatives laid out to President Eisenhower by MJ-12 in the event of a global cataclysm on planet Earth. MJ-12 was apparently a secret kind of collective of people that were above the president and able to sort of have access to this secret information. Their alternatives are as follows. One, nuclear holes in the stratosphere, a deep underground bases or dumps, which we know exist, and colonised Mars. And this was all put in place in case of a global cataclysm on Earth. Again, this is now playing into this end time stuff that I keep seeing. And even last night after recording this, then the Moscow shootings in the concert hall, I saw Alex Jones again going straight for we're at the end times. And I believe this is biblical. It ain't helping. Put it that way. It ain't helping. So they're pushing and fostering this end times nonsense, which clearly isn't. It just gets everyone to feel like their future is out of control and out of their hands when none of this happens if we don't do ourselves. So there's some clips from Classified there, and you can go and have a look at them on the article, richardwillett.substack.com. With this in mind, could Elon at least believe he is playing out his destiny of saving the human genome by colonising Mars? Keep in mind he was named after a character in a Nazi scientist novel about this very subject. His grandfather was a founding member of Technocracy, Inc., and his mother appears to have compensated for his father's emotional abuse with making Elon believe he is in some way very special. It sounds like, well, that definitely happened to Hitler, with the compensating between the two abusive parents, both polar opposites from each other, but equally as abusive. It is not beyond the realm of common sense to suggest that he at least believes this is to be true, and when the world is telling you how much of a genius you are, Alex Jones kept repeating it, then perhaps at some stage you might start to believe yourself to be a genius. Everyone wants to believe they are special. Remember, it is not important if we believe these things to be real. It is only really important that these people do. It is my personal belief that Elon has been groomed to believe that this is his destiny. Genius. Gene editing for Mars. Now, here we come to another aspect that Musk appears to have his pinky finger in. Transhumanism. Yes, on the surface, Musk is pretending to be afraid of artificial intelligence whilst helping to create it. So much so that he wants to use technology to upgrade us so we don't get taken over by artificial intelligence itself. So it was incredible to find this article posted by Space.com, published in November of 2019, that suggested we might want to upgrade our DNA if we were to stay on Mars. Stay on Mars. Live on Mars. So the quote says, future astronaut and tardigrade DNA. While Mason noted, future astronauts might be prescribed medicine or other tools to help to mitigate the effects which they've uncovered with this research. However, new studies are investigating how tools such as gene editing could make humans more capable of travelling further into space and even to planets such as Mars. Here we go again. Transhumanism. It's incredible. What was even more bizarre was that the scientists from New York, of all places, were studying the effects on twins. Now, didn't the Nazis liked to experiment with twins. I believe I recall that somewhere. Here we have another piece of the puzzle to fit in with the Rat on the Wheel systems of Technocracy Inc., with their energy economy connected via brain chips with the biometric patents held by Microsoft. And now we have NASA-funded scientist groups conducting experiments on astronauts, twins, with a view to changing the DNA of human beings so we would be better equipped for space travel and specifically for long-term visits living on Mars. So back to another quote from this same article. Chris Mason, a geneticist and associate professor of psychology and biophysics at Weill Cornell University in New York, has investigated the genetic effects of spaceflight and how humans might overcome these challenges to expand our species further into the solar system. One of the strangest ways that we might protect future astronauts on missions to places like Mars, Mason said, might involve the DNA of tardigrades, tiny micro animals that can survive the most extreme conditions, even the vacuum of space. Mason led one of the 10 teams of researchers NASA chose to study twin astronauts Mark and Kelly Scott. After launching in 2015, Scott Kelly spent almost a year aboard the International Space Station while his brother Mark Kelly stayed back on Earth. So they're studying twins, which is exactly what the Nazis did. It's incredible, really, to see all the connections. Nanotech and experimental gene therapies. Head back to the insane days of November 2019 and the obvious scam that was rolled out all over the planet called Corona or Crown Virus. This led the Bill Gates, IBM, Nazi, Microsoft, Planned Parenthood, Gavi and WHO to fund and roll out the experimental gene therapies rebranded as COVID-19 vaccines, all with the little help of a president, Donald Trump, with Operation Warp Speed. So they're forgetting about this. They pushed all the jabs out, but no, even today, Alex Jones is saying that if Trump wins, the deep state will come after him. Fuck me. These vaccines trick the body into responding to a virus that was never there. In traditional vaccines, the immune response was at least a genuine response to something that existed. In a conventional vaccine, a small amount of the virus is introduced to the body, which triggers a response that will then be stored as part of the person's biological makeup. So as soon as it happens again, the body will have that kind of response stored in there. It's incredible, really. In the case of the mRNA gene therapies, a computer code was entered into the body and the body responded as such. The issue appears to be that there is no way of knowing if the response will turn off. And I think it's called cyclone or cyclin, where basically it's like an autoimmune response or disease, like lupus. And we're seeing all of these issues now with these vaccines 4 or 5 years later, young people having heart issues and strokes, and it's sad to see, but, you know, this is an experiment. They are experimental gene therapies. They had no idea what was going to happen within the first 7 years, and that's the cutoff time that you need to know at least what the long-term effects are. We're starting to see them now. So the computer code was put in there. I guess it's hard to inject the actual COVID-19 virus if you haven't isolated it yet, which was officially the case for the first few months of the rollout. They had some of it and they used a computer code to insert some of the, some of the code that they didn't have. Eventually, they said that they did isolate it. I personally do not believe it was ever isolated, but that debate rages on and is for others to discuss. One of the main concerns were that these gene therapies had the ability to alter or change the DNA of the individual being vaccinated. I cannot confirm whether this is true or not, as I do not have the expertise. But what I will say is that given the alarming connections of the likes of Bill Gates and his family lineage to IBM and the Nazis, as well as eugenics-tinged Planned Parenthood, which his father was a leading figure and head of at some point, I would at least suggest it's worth a second thought before you pop the experimental jab in your arm. I mean, look at these people's background, for God's sake. You wouldn't go anywhere near them if you understood this. Hopefully. But millions did. In a recent article published on exposenews.com, the evidence of the manipulation of our DNA via the experimental gene therapies was backed up with some solid research, it seems. So this is Professor Bakhti's College Immersed Cells in Vaccines. This is a quote from that article. It unveiled a startling truth. The cells did not merely interact with the vaccines, but absorbed them, incorporating foreign DNA into their very structure. What was once theoretical fear has now been manifested into tangible evidence, showing the potential for these vaccines to alter human genetics fundamentally. Now, let's go back to what they were saying here with the in the article from space.com. And they were saying, look, gene editing can make humans more capable of travelling further into space and even to planets like Mars. So they're admitting in one part of mainstream science that it's possible and then telling you that it's not in another. I mean, get your story straight. So what we have here is the potential for a group of bloodline technocrats having been brainwashed into thinking they are saving the planet by choosing one of the three alternatives outlined by Laura Eisenhower, the great-granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower. So the questions for me are, does Elon Musk believe he is saving the human race by colonizing Mars, which was said to be alternative option three in the case of a doomsday event? Question two would be, if this is so, how do these technocrats choose who gets to go? Does this come down to compliance, alliance, and most importantly, genetics? Question three would be, are they trying to change our DNA and genetic makeup so we can survive on Mars? And question four would be, are the likes of Alex Jones using terminology such as the end times to get the public to accept the probability of a third world war, which would explain his and the mainstream alternative media support for Elon Musk in recent months? Now, this was really interesting, this last bit. And on the article, if you go to it, it's part called The End Times. I did an interview with a lady called Eliza Harrison just last week. And this was written on the day that I did the interview for Classified on iconic.com. Today I interviewed a lady called Eliza Harrison. Eliza was raised around some of the most wealthy people in the world, including Victor and his son Jacob Rothschild. I was fascinated to speak with Eliza, who later found out that her real father was actually Lord Robert Boothby. We discussed Victor Rothschild being the fifth man in the Cambridge Five spying for the Soviet Union, and she absolutely believed it to be Victor who, she says, controlled the entire operation. As someone who grew up around these bloodlines and these people, she would be a first-class witness to be interviewed about these Illuminati bloodlines. Remember, Laura Eisenhower grew up around these people. Eliza Harrison grew up around these people. These are people that have direct access to these individuals. One of the most fascinating topics that came up in the interview was how Victor, who was actually kind and attentive to Eliza, yet also at times cruel and cold to others, was also fascinated with cloning, DNA manipulation, and transhumanism. Eliza describes how he often brought the subject up himself and was consistently scouring those around him for information. They were more than interested in this. They believed in this stuff. And this is Victor Rothschild, who was one of the Cambridge Five of the spy ring, and he was a double triple agent. But I think what we need to understand, I suppose, at one point is that it doesn't really matter because this all connects in. It's about, and I think I said this in my last article, it's about what you know about who you know. So we had Hitler was around a lot of people that believed in horoscopes and believed in reading the stars for what was going to happen in the future, and they were feeding that into him so they could feed him any information to control his behavior. This is how it works. It's the systems. It's called cybernetics. It's the study of systems, and they're studying how to manipulate people and their beliefs, and this is basically what's going on. And that's in the alternative media. That's all over. Everything is all about the passing on and manipulation of information to get the people to do things that they believe are probably the right thing to do. But you know secretly from the conspiracy that that's not going to get the outcome that they want. And I believe that that's what's happened to Musk all his life. He believes one outcome is the end game. And I think he actually believes he's doing the right thing because he's been brainwashed to think so. That's just my opinion. Back to the article. We know that Jeffrey Epstein was also looking into these areas of research and funded the likes of geneticist George Church through his Jeffrey Epstein Six Foundation. Whatever the truth may be, these very wealthy occultists really do appear to believe these things, whether we do or not. Remember to do your own research and come to your own conclusion. Go over to richardwillett.substack.com and please share the article and subscribe there and help me continue this work. So what has come from this article is that I believe that Elon Musk has been raised to believe that he's actually saving the planet and that's his destiny. And his grandfather would have played into that. Technocracy Inc. would have played into that. His name being in a Nazi rocket scientist's novel, Elon. And just remember, it's not just the name, it's the character of called Elon in that book actually helps to colonize Mars and takes the beings from Earth to Mars to start again. That's the title of this, Musk and the Human Genome on Mars. Has Musk been brainwashed into believing he's saving humanity on Mars? I believe he has, and that's just my view. And go and have a look at the article. Thank you for joining me, and I will speak to you soon. Take care. Goodbye. Is it a conspiracy or a confluence of interests? Whichever the case, some may conspire.